I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. And our beloved network, Radiotopia, has just launched its annual fundraiser, the one time of the year when we ask our loyal listeners to support Ear Hustle by supporting the network that makes everything that we do on the show possible. And this year, our goal is to reach
35,000 Radiotopia donors.
Whew! And if we do, everybody gets a sticker.
Sticker pack.
You get a sticker.
You get a sticker. Oprah get a sticker.
Does she ever get tired of that joke?
Nah, she probably got an Ear Hustle sticker. And Nige, mm-hmm. We have some bomb-ass listeners, as you know.
Oh, definitely.
That support our show through donations, be it straight-up money, buying T-shirts, mugs, or sticker packs to help us navigate through the challenges we face producing this podcast, Ear Hustle.
Yep. And Radiotopia is a network that gives producers the resources to dream big.
And we know how big a dream can be.
Oh, definitely. Because when Radiotopia held their first PodQuest competition against all odds we were able to enter,
we dreamed big and we won big. The Radiotopia Network came together and launched us into outer space.
Oh, my God. And remember at the end of season one, what we said to each other? And I'm going to cry again.
The reality is bigger than a dream.
And it still is. Thank you, Radiotopia.
So, my question to you, Nige, is if you could make your dream podcast show for Ear Hustle listeners, what would it be?
Okay, well, first let me say this. We are already doing it because Ear Hustle is my dream. But if I could make another dream podcast, it would definitely involve this.
Whoa, hold up. What the hell? Nige, what is this shit?
How can you call all my beautiful treasures here shit?
My bad.
You know I love things that are left behind. And this is my collection of stuff that I found in the San Quentin parking lot. So let me just say what's here. So one is this huge collection of bra underwires. Here's a little drawing that a kid made. We've got a notebook that probably belonged to a CEO that's been all weathered and it looks now like a little nest. Here's a baby spoon. You know there's got to be a story behind bright red lipstick, right? And here is a ruler. It says tuberculine skin test ruler. All I know is that everything found in the parking lot has to have something to do with San Quentin. So, for example, I would take this tuberculine skin test ruler and I would go talk to one of the nurses about when was the last time they saw someone with TB.
And what if they're looking at you like, you know, you're supposed to have gloves on? Hold on.
Well, then I would pick up this old glove that's been run over 1,000 times, is completely flat, and I would try to put my hand into that. And I know you're interested in the bra underwires.
Yeah, because they're different sizes.
Yes, they go from, they go from A to about a triple F, maybe?
Yeah, women literally be mad because they, you know.
They go through the metal detector and they're told they've got to
take
the metal out of the bra. So I assume they go back out to the parking lot in frustration. They rip it out of their bra and throw it on the ground.
Well, my mother used to always complain about this. I had to tear up my expensive-ass bra to come in here and see you.
Oh, see? Right there. That's where I'd start my story with your mama. Okay, what about you? What would you do?
Well, my dream podcast would be, I was at a graveyard not too long ago, and I saw people that were there, and they had, like, chairs out there just sit there with their people, right?
Oh.
And it just made me think, like, what's the story about the person that's in the ground?
Oh.
That's what I would like to hear.
So you'd go up to those people and ask them to tell
us? I would go to them and ask them for a gang of people that knew the person, and I'd just interview everybody about the person.
I like that idea.
Indeed.
There would definitely be hundreds of stories to tell there.
Definitely. Hundreds. Thousands?
Oh my God,
millions,
thousands.
Maybe.
You are right. There are so many stories out there and so many ways to tell the stories.
And Radiotopia supports creators who keep dreaming up new ways to tell stories. So listeners, are you with Radiotopia forever? Nige, why don't you tell them why they should be with Radiotopia forever?
Well, Radiotopia brings stories that you just can't stop thinking about. And doesn't Ear Hustle bring you stories that just stick with you? Don't they make a lasting impression?
Yep.
Well, now we're asking you to make a lasting impression on us.
Yeah, you send $20, you send $7, you send $30, and you send $2,000. Your monthly donations help us produce the stories that make you do the ugly cry at work. Contemplate on deep, profound, real-life shit.
Exactly. You know what? I've seen comments on Instagram say that we should rate our stories by Kleenex.
That should be our disclaimer. You need Kleenex on this one.
But our stories also make people laugh.
Definitely, definitely. We some funny cats.
So, if you want to support that work that makes you cry ugly and laugh hard, what can you do?
Tune in to Ear Hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? If you make a reoccurring donation today in the amount of $7 or more, your name will be entered to win a ticket to Tope Fest.
Woo-woo!
Where you can find yourself sitting at a dinner table with all of your favorite Radiotopia producers, like me and old boy Bruce Wallace. Now it's time for you to make your mark.
Head to radiotopia.fm to learn more and to donate now. That's radiotopia.fm.
You can donate at any level to help us reach our goal of 35,000 donors. Just go to radiotopia.fm to learn more and donate right now. That's radiotopia.fm.
Radiotopia, for everyone, everywhere, forever.
Thanks so much.
Radiotopia.